Hey everybody, today is July 24th, and there's a few things happening around to talk about. What's happening around us, Nick?
Man, the stink bug calls have picked up a little bit. Some folks are finding a few more, but in general, it's still extremely light out of there. It'll be find four or five fields that need to be treated out of a whole day's worth of sweeping. One thing to keep in mind, though, especially with the way the temperatures were first part of this week and the misery coming through next week, we used to say from basically daylight till say 10 in the morning, after 10 o'clock, you start doubling your numbers. Gotta be honest with you, for me, that's more of a feel thing. When I start seeing those grasshoppers and whatever stink bugs that are out there, when stuff starts getting flighty in front of me, I'm gonna go ahead and start doubling them numbers. And so I imagine with how hot it's gonna be, that's gonna occur more like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. It seems like when the dew is finally all the way off of it, is when it's a good time to start doing that. And as hot as it's going to be, if you happen to be out there in the evening, I would still keep them numbers doubled. I don't think it's going to cool off enough to really settle down until basically right at dark. Outside of that, though, I've gotten a few reports back on some folks using Transform. I think we've mentioned it a time or two. That we've got some data on it and it's looked okay. Before I go like wholesale into it, I'd like to get a little more data, but a few of these fields that's been treated with Transform looks pretty good. Have also gotten some questions on the rate of tenchu. If I need longer than 7 days, I'm going 8 ounces. If I just need to knock them down really hard there at termination, you can probably get away with 5 to 6. Feel a little more comfortable with six, but five's done good for us. But that's probably not going to give you much more than 7 days on residual. But that's pretty much it. Seems like we're fixing to start draining a bunch of rice here in a couple places.
Yeah, and it looks like a lot of this. We were driving around today, and man, this corn is like done. I mean, the vast majority of it.
Yeah, we got quite a few beans turning over here too.
We were out looking at some of those this past week, and I've looked at several places that, we were at R65 and in a lot of those fields. So they're trapping up fairly quick. And speaking of that, I mean, some of my cotton over there at Mariana is, note above white flower five. And so we're out there at cutout. And, keep that in mind if you got some of these fields that are at cutout, our plant bug threshold doubles right there. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you're after cutout, you can double that plant bug threshold and maybe save you an application or something like that. Plant bugs overall are still relatively light this year. I mean, even my plots over at Mariana, I got corn on all four sides, and normally I get plant bugs up close to 100 plant bugs or as much as 100 plant bugs on a couple drops. And this year it seems like a lot of my stuff running in the like 30s on drop, my untreated checks. So just seems kind of down overall, and that's kind of what I'm hearing from a lot of people. Of course, there's hot spots around, but overall it seems to be a little bit lighter year. I've talked to some people about the Vertento, and it sounds like most people are having pretty good luck with it. I will say that if you are in one of these areas where you've got a big adult migration, and you're having those adults come into the field, and then you go out there with a drop cloth and you're still out there finding nymphs. As long as those nymphs are like first and second instar, I'm really not too worried. Those first instar nymphs of plant bugs really don't even feed on the plant. And what you got to remember is that, it's not like putting up a big dome or a big force field over the top of a field when you spray it out. You're still going to have adults come into the field. They have to get a dose of the product before they're going to die. They may end up laying some eggs. Those eggs are going to hatch. And whenever those eggs hatch out, those little nymph plant bugs got to walk around and before they get a dose of that product and end up dying. So, unless I'm starting to see plant bugs actually progress out there in the field and my sweater retention looks too good, I'm not going to come back and retreat behind a Protento application very, very quick at all. And just keep an eye out for, if you got dirty blooms out there and dirty squares, just kind of keep an eye on that and just kind of pay attention to how the plant's doing. Spider mites, there's some spider mites out there, and they've been out there for a while, but the Vertento is really good on them. If you got plant bugs, it's a extremely good product on spider mites. But also, if you don't have any spider mites out or don't have any plant bugs out there and you just need to treat spider mites, I'd probably stick to some cheap like abamectin. And then I guess another thing that I've got a few phone calls on this past week has been whiteflies. And I've been seeing them in my plots. And then I've got several phone calls around the state on whiteflies. And they're typically not a problem here in Arkansas, but for some reason this year, I don't know why we have them. But if, when should I treat those? I would probably just say I would treat them more kind of like an aphid. Just pay attention to the plant. If it starts looking like they're sucking it down a little bit, I might go ahead and treat. I had to look up threshold, and because I've never honestly had to put a trial out on them and never really had to deal with them. But it's, 50% infested plants, and you want to kind of look at that fifth node down. And if they're starting to make a lot of honeydew on the plant, that's kind of something you want to pay attention to. But outside of that, that's kind of what's happening in cotton.
What about them few stink bugs you're starting to pick up?
Yeah, I was also starting to pick up a few stink bugs in my plots over there at Mariana. We've been talking about stink bugs for several weeks in beans, and it just kind of seems like they started showing up in some of our cotton. So just keep an eye out for them. The threshold's one per drop. But acephate or Bidrin is a really good option for them. A lot of guys will you if you go out with like Vertento earlier in the season, it's got really good activity on stink bugs, so it might keep those suppressed. If you don't have any stink bugs out there at the end of the season, you might just, stick with your transform if you're spraying for plant bugs. But if you got some stink bugs out there, I'm going to want to stick to acephate or Bidrin out there in those fields. We also heard today that they found some cotton jacid down in Alexandria, Louisiana, on the research station there. I assume they probably got blown in by that wind from that storm, that tropical depression they had down in the Gulf just a few days ago. And so that's why they're picking up there. We're going to keep a lookout for them. We're going to try to check cotton fields, check any of this wild hibiscus that you see growing in the ditches. I've been checking just pretty regularly. If anytime I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, I'll look at their hibiscus there to see if any are showing up in any of the hibiscus there. But anyways, we're just going to keep an eye out for them. I think they just picked up a few on the station down there, so anyways, just keep an eye out looking for cotton jacid when you're out there scouting. And if you see any, weird symptomology, remember, if they do show up, it tends to be on the edges of fields or that lone plant that's by itself out there at the end of a turn row or something like that. If you start seeing anything funny on plants like that, you might go ahead and check it out. How about in beans, Nick? What's happening?
I don't want to say consistent, but it feels like getting more calls on bollworms. But it's a lot of that running half, three quarter threshold, and then some of the fields that are getting treated are running some 12s and 15s. It just seems like a ton of these fields are that have some bollworms in it are some really light numbers, and feel like our moth traps kind of reflect that. Not that there ain't been peaks and valleys in it, but the overall numbers have just been pretty daggum low. And we were talking before we started this, and it kind of seems like stink bug calls, they ain't gone away, but they kind of slowed down this week.
And I just wonder if they might have dispersed across the environment a little bit more beans at that growth stage they like, around R6 or something like that.
That or folks got tired of hearing us say the same things for the past month and a half. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like they've been a persistent problem past couple years. And well, you said you found a few falls in y'all's beans down there, and I've heard that from a few other people past week and a half, but most of it had grass in it.
And this was on the edge of a turn row where they had mowed, the week before. So I wouldn't be surprised if just a few moved over from that or something like that.
And I feel like the only other thing I've really gotten in beans has been a random bean leaf beetle call or two. And, folks want to know if they could just go out with a pyrethroid. A lot of times they had stink bugs out there too. And I don't know about you, I'm not real comfortable with just going with a pyrethroid by itself. I'd much rather add a bit of clover it, or do like a lambda, or not a lambda, but like a bifenthrin acetate, something with two modes of actions to it.
Yeah, in the past we hadn't had too good of luck with single mode of action on bean leaf beetles. They're actually a little difficult to kill. But I mean, I have got a call or two on loopers. Guys starting to pick them up in some fields, and I was down sweeping my beans down at tiller this morning, and I swept up a few loopers. I think I was running around eight or so on 25 sweeps, but all those that I could tell, they looked like they all had green true legs, so they might all still be kind of cabbage loopers, but I don't know, the soybean loopers are liable to show up anytime. You know how they hit, it just seems like they're not there, and then all of a sudden you have a ton of them. So just kind of keep an eye out for loopers. If I'm going after loopers, if they do end up showing up within the next week or so, I'm probably going to stick to like an Intrepid Edge or like Denim on those loopers. The Chlorantraniliprole Pearl hadn't looked real good for us the past several years. So like the Vanacor Besiege, it seems like it's been slipping a little bit. Of course, there's Steward out there too. I don't know how many people are carrying that, to be honest with you, but it's a pretty good product on loopers as well. I don't know. That's about all that's happening in beans that I can think of.
Yeah, the one thing I didn't mention in rice, and I don't think I had the past couple weeks, is Delphacid. And man, things are moving so slow down there in Texas right now that frankly, I think we've outrun the biggest threat. Not saying that we won't see them by the end of the year, but based on what I'm seeing driving around, I think this rice, if something major don't change in the next 2 weeks, we're in the clear.
I guess they've been picking up fall armyworms in pastures. We've been hearing that this kind of past week.
Yeah, and I would still assume that pyrethroids aren't going to be great on them. I think some of the work we did last year just seems like lambda, regardless of rate, is hanging around 50, 60% control of them. It really seems to be an Intrepid or whatever else, something non-pyrethroid.
I mean, I would run the Intrepid, or I mean, you could always run like a Chlorantraniliprole product like Besiege or something like that out there. I think the rate's a little lower in the pasture. I'd have to look up exactly what that rate is, but I mean, the price has dropped on Chlorantraniliprole, so it might actually be an option in pastures now.
Yeah, you can always go back with your Demlin Lambda. It still seems to be performing okay.
And of course, if you still got if you got Bermuda grass stem maggot out there, you got to have a pyrethroid in the tank to get it under control. So kind of keep that in mind. A thing I didn't mention though was control on whiteflies and cotton, circling back. Tyler Toles down at Mississippi State, he was actually able to get a test out on him this past week, and it kind of looked like from his first round of data, it looked like intruder or a cell or strafer or whatever. It's acetamiprid is the active ingredient in it, but that was one of the better looking products. And Savanto Transform's supposed to be okay on them. I don't think it's the greatest product for white flies, but you know, if they aren't terrible and you're going after plant bugs, use Transform. You might get them under control with that. But you know, if y'all got any questions or you're seeing a large amount of white flies, you can call me and we can talk about it. But oh, that's about all I got, Nick.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you need us, call us. My number's 501-517-3853.
I'm 870-456-8486.
All right. Thank you.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Denim and Besiege are restricted use pesticides.